This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Monday edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by Brandt Grain Carts. I'll have today's stories coming right up. Farming is a competitive business, and you need every advantage you can get if you want to lead the field, which is why more and more farmers across America are entrusting their crop handling to Brandt. Brandt has earned a superb reputation on the Canadian prairies, and now they've set up shop right in the heart of the U.S. Corn Belt, turning out Made in the USA swing-away augers and other products specifically for U.S. corn and soybean growers at their 200,000-square-foot plant in Bloomington, Illinois. Get the story firsthand at the Farm Progress Show at Boone, August 28th through the 30th. You'll see Brandt grain carts at the Combine demos each day at 11, but plan to stop by their lot, too. It's easy to remember, Lot 101. Brandt's full line of augers, belts, carts, and vacs is designed to help you get the job done faster every time and is supported by a network of strong dealers across the United States. Want to be number one? Then get yourself some worry-free performance from Brandt and lead the field. The family of the Queen of Soul is asking for prayers. Aretha Franklin is said to be gravely ill and surrounded by her family and close friends in the city she has called home for most of her life, Detroit. Franklin, who is 76, gave her most recent performance last November in New York. Her last public performance was in Philadelphia a year ago this month. The man accused by California authorities of setting the biggest blaze of the year in that state, the Holy Fire, as it is known, has had at least some connections here in the heartland. While he has claimed to be from Kansas, authorities say they aren't sure about that, but the records show he has lived in Ohio. That fire that started a week ago has burned 22,000 acres, and as of today is more than 50% contained. 51-year-old Forrest Gordon Clark had been sending messages threatening to start a fire. It was a safer Sturgis this year. The number of fatal crashes during the Sturgis motorcycle rally was half that of last year's count, according to the South Dakota Highway Patrol. During that two-week event that ended over the weekend, there were 4 fatal crashes compared to 8 during the same time period last year, according to the statistics released by the Highway Patrol in South Dakota. Say, do you know how to do CPR? Have you ever been trained in that life-saving technique? Well, I have, but after watching a man saved by CPR this past weekend, I am going to get a refresher course. It was at Danville, Illinois, the County Farm Bureau-sponsored tractor ride, and as I arrived, I saw 2 men, one a state trooper, the other a retired state patrolman, doing the chest compressions on an older gentleman. They were successful. The man was taken to the hospital. His daughter shared with the Illinois State Police that this was the second time her dad has been revived. I can't imagine how I would feel if I weren't able to perform CPR in a moment when a fellow man needed me. But conversely, can you imagine the feeling those 2 men have today? Though I suppose they would argue it's in the line of duty to have saved the life of someone, given them another chance to watch the sun rise and to embrace their loved ones. Sign up for CPR, for goodness sake. Many hospitals, local fire departments, and Red Cross chapters have the classes. That's today's Midwest Digest, brought to you by Brandt Grain Carts. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.